metta for ourselves. We begin with blessing ourselves. It's the perfect way to start to move through the six categories of blessing that makes up a complete round of metta. As we proceed through the day, you will learn that there are six categories of blessing, often called a round, beginning with yourself first, then benefactors, people who have been very helpful to you, influential in your life, role models, guides, wise ones, whom you have deep respect, admiration, and appreciation for. Then, loved ones, dear friends and loved ones, people who are easy to love. And then, neutral others. These are strangers or people that you may see through your day, but you really don't know them very well, maybe even don't know their name. And then, difficult others, what the Buddha called our enemies. These are people with whom you have challenging relationships, or people who simply just bug you. And then, all beings. We begin the process very naturally with sending goodwill, wishes of well-being to ourselves. Because if we can't receive our own wishes of well-being, be receivers of our own loving kindness, how in the world can we really open our hearts to others if our heart is closed to ourselves? So we begin with us, the practice of repeating the four phrases, may I be safe, may I be strong, may I be happy, may I live with ease, as I'll share with you in a few moments, begins to soften us and open us. We take the first steps toward demonstrating unconditional friendliness to ourselves. Let me say this before we begin. The four phrases that I use here and the way that I teach metta may be slightly different from anything you've read about in books. The traditional phrases of metta are quite formal, and my intention was, in creating these particular phrases, to follow a certain format that allowed us more easily to open and warm up. And so the first phrase is, may I be safe. In reality, if we don't feel safe, we don't feel that we can easily open ourselves. Safety is our most basic need. And so we begin there because we do wish to not feel anxious or afraid or fearful about anything. When we feel safe, everything seems to flow naturally from there. The next phrase is, may I be strong. Strength is important too. Stamina, courage, because sometimes life is difficult. And so that strength builds upon the safety to help our mind stabilize, feel calm and secure. Allow our bodies to feel safe and secure. Personally, I also believe, and we'll talk more about this later, that we can customize the phrases even more to really suit what's going on with us and with our lives. And so for me personally, my second line is, may I be healthy and strong, because I am someone who has had some ongoing health challenges over the years, and my health, my physical well-being is very important to me, and of course, I feel I can use all the blessings I can get. The third line, may I be happy. Naturally, when we feel safe and strong, happiness comes more easily. And so that line fits very well in that third position. And then the fourth line, the final line, may I live with ease. I've also often adapted this for myself. May I feel peaceful and at ease is my personal take on it, because inner peace is so very important to me. But for the purposes of our introduction here, I'm going to encourage you to try the four phrases very simply. May I be safe, may I be strong, may I be happy, may I live with ease. Now, before we formally begin, I'd also like to suggest that you might try the phrases without the word be, using instead the word feel. May I feel safe. May I feel strong. Many metta practitioners and teachers have opted today to move towards using that form of the phrase, and that's perfectly fine. I will be reading and reciting to you the be format. But for the purposes of your own meditation, when you stop the tape and you engage in practice sessions throughout the day, play with it a little bit. How does be feel when you say it? How does feel feel when you say it? Does one feel more normal or possible? Choose what feels right for you. So let's begin, shall we? And we'll go through our first round of metta together. I invite you to sit comfortably, or lay, if you prefer to lay during meditation. We begin with breath, focusing on the movement of breath through our nostrils and down into our body. Natural feelings of ease are created when we simply bring awareness to the breath. Let your awareness simply rest lightly on it, being aware that you are breathing and being breathed. You don't have to focus on counting the breath or paying strong attention to the breath. Just simply relax into the feeling of the breath moving through your body, inhaling, exhaling, very naturally. Personally, the first few times I did metta, I really enjoyed placing my hand on my heart center. It made me aware that my heart is the center of this process. And it also invited me to receive the blessings, because this is what our purpose is in this very first round of offering metta to ourselves, to truly receive our own well wishes for safety, for strength, for happiness, for living with ease. Again, experiment in your later sessions today. How does it feel with your hand on your heart as you offer yourself the phrases? How does it feel when your hands are just resting lightly on your lap or at your side? We begin with the first phrase. May I be safe. And as you say it, take in a breath naturally. Repeat the words to yourself and find a gentle rhythm. May I be strong. May I be happy. May I live with ease. Finding just the right pace that works for you of matching breath with words. Not so quickly that you can't feel the import of the words. And not so slowly that you fall asleep. Finding just the right rhythm of awareness and attention. I also recommend that when you say the phrase to yourself, that you cultivate a feeling within you, a memory of what it feels like to possess that particular aspect of beingness. Remember what it feels like to feel safe. Remember what it feels like to feel strong. For me, In the early days of metta, I was experiencing a tremendous amount of anxiety, so I wasn't feeling very safe. I would go to the metta phrases to help me access feelings of comfort and safety. And in time, that becomes a natural benefit. Now I have so conditioned myself to the phrases that I simply have to say around once, twice, and my anxiety disappears more quickly than I ever imagined possible. And so, as you say the phrases, draw upon a feeling. If you don't have it now, a previous feeling, a sensation of what's mentioned in each phrase. May I be safe. May I be strong. May I be happy. May I live with ease. Take your time. Pace yourself. Match breath with words. Allow the feelings to be made manifest. Receive them into your heart, into your whole being for peace. If for some reason you have difficulty with this part of the practice, it's all right. Remember, it is a practice. And the more you bring yourself to it, the easier it may feel. Throughout the morning, take a few minutes here, a few minutes there to sit with yourself and practice metta. Try it for 5 minutes and then engage in another activity like walking meditation or reading something, resting. Go back to the practice again, maybe add a few minutes. It's wonderful if you can build up to 10 or 20 minutes of metta. But go slowly, do what feels right. Shortly you will be introduced to the next round of metta, which involves benefactors, loved ones, and dear friends. And in that particular recording, resistance is addressed. If you're having a difficult time receiving metta for yourself, you will find some helpful hints in that particular recording. For now, allow yourself to receive your own goodwill as best you can. I'd like to suggest at the end of this recording and at the end of your first official practice round that you go to your journal. Take some time to reflect on how this process has felt to you. What have you noticed about yourself? How did you respond to the idea of blessings? Blessings pouring into you from yourself. Did you notice resistance? Did you struggle with any feelings of, for example, not deserving it, or feeling that you should be offering metta to someone else who deserves it more, or who is more important than you in your own mind? Just be aware of these thoughts and feelings. Write them down, reflect on them. The time that you dedicate to yourself in this way is very important because this retreat is all about you. It is about, yes, of course, offering loving kindness to all beings, but first and foremost, yourself. And so we do begin there. And of course, as in any meditation practice, your mind will surely wander. You may find that between saying the phrases, your mind wanders off. That's all right. Just bring it back to the phrase and begin again. If you get sleepy, you may want to do one of two things. Perhaps your body is saying you need a rest. I wouldn't be surprised. Often when we take a day away, a day in for rest and rejuvenation, one of the first things we realize is that we are very tired. So rest if you need to. Practice using metta to fall asleep. It's something I do as a cure for insomnia. Another choice, however, would be to sit up, to stretch, to walk around, do a little walking meditation, and then come back to the practice so you don't get sleepy while saying the phrases. Again, try for 5 minutes. Take some breaks, do the other activities that are suggested in the retreat, and come back to metta for yourself throughout the morning. Enjoy, and may you be safe and well and strong and healthy and happy. And today, very much feeling at ease with you and your life.